Curtis Warren has won cash and prizes totaling $86,288. Today, one of our contestants could win a personal computer, a stereo system, a gold watch, or a trip to Singapore, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this pair of Pontiac Fieros and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Carrey.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And we appreciate you joining us for a very important match. Our champion has cleared the entire winner's board, as Jay was saying, over $86,000 in cash and prizes. He has chosen to risk those 10 major prizes on that board in order to try to add $50,000 in cash as well as the 10 prizes. Let's welcome him back, a very gutsy champion, Curtis Warren. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back.
And again, I repeat, everything you've picked up in the instant bargains and sales surprises, and it's been considerable, those are not at risk. You are risking the 10 major prizes, including the car, trip to Jamaica, his and her furs, well, a lot of good things and a big risk. And if you win by even a dollar today, you will get all 10 prizes plus $50,000 more. Any regrets about your decision, or are you still confident?
No, I just want to get it going.
And that's what we're going to do. Good luck, Curtis. And here to introduce the challengers, who we're going to try to stop him, is Summer Bartholomew. Yeah, I guess once the die is cast, you just want to get out and do it.
Let's go for it, then.
Who do we have?
She's a crafty person, originally from Pensacola, Florida. A warm hello to Elaine Augustine.
Hello, Elaine.
And he turned his hobby into a business. From Oxnard, California, say hi to Skip Remley.
Hi there, Skip.
Hello, Jim.
Summer will see you with some all-important instant bargains. Thank you. Let's get acquainted with these nice folks before we get started. Skip, you turned your hobby into a business.
Yeah, I did. About 6 years ago, I decided that I liked fishing so much that I'd open up a tackle shop, and I've never regretted it.
Oh, that sounds like love. Boy, I bet there are people envying you all across the country who are fishermen.
Well, I've been told that.
Nice to have you here. Elaine, a crafty person. What a terrible thing to say about a nice lady.
I sew for fun and profit. I have children's clothing and accessories on consignment in local boutiques.
Oh, so you've kind of turned a hobby into business for you, too.
Yes, I have.
Well, delighted to have you here as well. I don't have to tell the two of you, you are up against a very tough champion. I can only say good luck to all three of you. We'll start you off with $20 and this question. Color him, please, at the success of his hit film, The Color Purple. Curtis?
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg is right. $5 for the correct answer. Curtis took a chance. It pays off, and he's on the plus side by another $5. In the Revolutionary War, what country's soldiers were called the Red Coats? Curtis?
The British.
The British is right, and two in a row for the champion, a $10 lead. In what language would our show be called Ailsay of the Yankees? Curtis?
Pig Latin.
In entry say? That's right. Pig Latin is what it is. Curtis gets another $5. All work and no play, Curtis.
Makes Johnny a dull boy?
No. Makes Jack a dull boy. And sorry about that, but you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, Curtis. That's a chance you take when you buzz in there quickly, down to $30. You can rat it, tease it, or Curtis.
Your hair.
Or frost it. That's what it is. It's hair, and he gets that $5 back on a $15 lead. Well, as you undoubtedly know, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Of course, Curtis, closing in on $50,000, might have some decisions to make. $15 lead over Skip and Elaine, Curtis. You can easily afford to buy this.
Curtis, when you're riding, you'll want to watch your P's and Q's on the amazing new Smith Corona typewriter with SpellWrite 1 electronic dictionary. It actually catches your mistakes before you do. SpellWrite, furnished by Smith Corona. Very good. And it's normally priced at $449, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Very nice. Beautiful type. Got Karen sitting there at the typer. She is the slowest typist. She used to proofread Skywriters. She is the slowest typist. $449 for that beautiful typewriter, Curtis. Yeah,
that is a beautiful typewriter.
It
but
is.
Do your writers really look like that, Jim?
Do I write? Unfortunately, no. The girls do. I don't want to get in trouble. The girl writers do.
Well, of course.
Curtis, cost you $6. Cut your lead to $9.
All you've got to do is lead by a dollar at the end of this show, and you're $50,000 richer. Elaine is trying to help you there, pushing your hand. I'll help you even more. I won't push your hand, Curtis. I will just say $447 typewriter for just $6 to make it easy for you. $500 in cash right off the bat. $500. Going once. Going twice. No sale. I mean, he's just trying for $50,000. Doesn't want to buy. Hanging on to the lead. Name the classic TV show that began with a little boy whistling, Curtis?
The Andy Griffith Show?
No. Little boy whistling for his collie to come home. That is Lassie, and the quick buzzer cost the champion another five. $10 lead, however. The New English, the Revised Standard, the Curtis?
Bibles?
The King James are all versions of what book? You are right. The Bible it is. Curtis to 35. To a good newspaper reporter, the five W's are Curtis?
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Who, what, where, when, and all we needed was why. But again, the champion gets in quick, loses another five. And he's got a $10 lead. Coincidentally, there is a $10 money card going up on the board as we play the fame game for control of that board. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in Oregon in 1927 with the name Carl Hilding. Most people now refer to me by my nickname. Because my father was a dentist, I was called Little Doc. I began studying music at age 12 by Elaine.
Doc Severinsen.
Doc Severinsen is right. Yes, indeed. And Elaine gets control of that board. First of all, where's the $10 money card?
Nine.
Well, the lights are flashing, and if you can stop the flashing lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. You would be in a tie with Curtis. We're locked into your buzzer, Elaine. Good luck.
Come on, 10.
Oh, you landed on number four. What does she get?
Book cassettes. Underwoods, bestsellers performed on tape. Now you may read with your ears as you drive, walk, jog, or just relax. Book cassettes furnished by Brilliance Corporation.
That's $300 worth of book cassettes, and they, of course, are yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. I know it'll come as a surprise to you as you were looking at those book cassettes. The gentleman leading the cheers for the book cassettes was Curtis Warren. We'll be right back. Curtis Warren risking all 10 prizes off the winner's board to try to get those prizes plus $50,000 in cash. He's got a $10 lead over Skip and Elaine in this most important match. What are you learning if you're taking classes at the Cordon Bleu? Curtis?
Cooking.
Cooking is right, and a $15 lead for the champion. According to the classic tune by Frank Sinatra, there... Elaine?
I have no idea.
Ah. I have no idea. No. Fairy tales can come true. They can happen to you if you're... Young at heart is what we want.
And I am.
Sorry about that, Elaine. You lose five for the incorrect answer and down to 15. What kind of instrument accompanies you if you're singing a cappella? Curtis?
No instrument.
Absolutely none. You are right. Curtis hits the $40 mark. And what part of your body are your pedal digits, Curtis?
Your feet.
They are your toes, your pedal digits. You are right. All I got was pedal, and he's up to 45. Well, an instant bargain again. Curtis, you didn't want to buy with a $15 lead. You now got a $25 lead, Curtis. Forget about $50,000.
Sure.
Think of this.
Curtis, go take a hike in beautiful Lake Arrowhead. We'll limo you and a friend from Los Angeles to enjoy a weekend for two at the getaway near Lake Arrowhead, including continental breakfast each morning and a special dinner for two in the privacy of your very own special three-bedroom guest house furnished by the getaway. And it's normally priced at $740. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Well, nice trip to Lake Arrowhead. $740 trip cost just, what
beautiful.
Is this?
It's beautiful. Right?
Cost just $11. Your wife, Sharon, I know, is here today to root for you. Sharon, wouldn't you like to go to Lake Arrowhead? Don't ask, she said.
Yes.
How is that for moral support? She said, don't ask. I'd like for you to go. You've got a $25 lead.
I would love to go, Jim.
Would you?
No, it's just a terrific, serene place. I just can't imagine a better place to spend
right.
my
Pardon
time.
Pardon me while I seek higher ground
yes.
here, Curtis. I think he's I tell you what, though, Curtis. I will do this for you just to make it easy for you. You take that $740 trip to Lake Arrowhead for $11. You would have a $14 lead. All you got to do is win. And I'll throw in... $1,000 in cash to go with.
Oh, my goodness.
Going once.
Going twice.
No sale.
I can't do it.
Not can't do it. He wants a big lead with this one. There is a $25 money card coming up a little later. Back with us on All Three Players. What kind of poisonous creature is a black widow? Curtis?
That's a spider.
It is indeed a spider. Curtis, a 50. On what federal building in Washington, D.C.? Skip.
Pentagon.
Would you find the inscription equal justice under law? No, that's the Supreme Court. Then Skip loses 5 down to 15. Curtis is so quick with that buzzer, after a while, you got to feel like, got to try to get in there.
You sure do.
In what New York town would you find the U.S. Curtis?
New York City?
No. U.S. Military Academy? It's catching, isn't it? You lose 5 for West Point. Curtis down to 45. Name the scientist who discovered both a successful... Curtis?
Pasteur.
Rabies vaccine and a process for treating milk? You're right. Pasteur it is. That chance paid off with another 5. Could you at the moment think of any other scientist, Curtis?
How about Salk? No. I don't know.
The wisecracking wooden-headed partner of... Curtis?
Edgar Bergen?
No. Ventriloquist Edgar Bergen was... No, the wooden-headed one was Charlie McCarthy. We wanted the other one. You lose 5 again, back down to 45. Talking about Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Edgar Bergen was always teasing Charlie McCarthy about getting a job, telling him hard work never killed anyone. And Charlie said hard work may have never killed anyone, but why take chances? We'll be right back to this important match after this. Pressure that $50,000 might have gotten to our champion Curtis Warren a little bit on the last segment. He went backwards a little bit. He still got the lead, however. It is Curtis at 45 and Elaine and Skip both at 15. We're adding another money card, a $15 money card, 2 of them up there. Fame game and a famous thing. I look like a bear, but I'm really not related to any member of the bear family. I have soft, thick fur. Elaine.
Koala bear?
You are exactly right. The koala is not a bear. You are correct. Nicely done, Elaine. You've got control of that board. Where's that other money card, Summer?
Behind the 5.
The lights are flashing. 2 of them to shoot for. We're locked into your buzzer, Elaine. Good luck.
Come on, 15.
Way up in the corner, number 1. What does she get?
Sunglasses. Ray-Ban leather sunglasses. Classic styles with rich leather accents. Plus sun-sensitive gradient fashion lenses for wear indoors and out. Furnished by Bausch & Lomb.
That's over $200 worth of sunglasses.
Thank you.
Yours to keep. And again, isn't it a coincidence, just like the book cassettes, no one cheered more than Curtis, that's what you got.
Love that prize.
Those money cards stay up there. Now, that means with that third and final crack of the fame game, all 3 of them will be up there, including a big one worth $25 to come. All 3 of you now win this. The only film critic to win a Pulitzer Prize is Gene Siskel's co-host, Curtis.
Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert is exactly right, and Curtis at a $50 mark. Nicely sung. It's up to you to figure out who done it now that this famous... Elaine?
Sherlock Holmes?
No. Now that this famous board game has hit the big screen. Clue, yeah. Quick buzzer cost you, Elaine. What's the name of that tall, round building next to the barn? Skip.
The silo.
Yeah, well, that's where the grain is sore. Sore, it is the silo. Skip back to the $20 mark. But, Curtis, you have a $30 lead. Lovely daughter, I believe. Yeah.
Beautiful girl.
Oh. Boy, this would look good for your daughter.
I think she'd love that, Jim.
Curtis, here's an instant bargain that just may put you to sleep. This sofa bed adds the beauty of brass to your home. A comfortable couch during the day, a comfortable bed at night. Furnished by Swan Brass Beds. And it's normally priced at $1,410. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, isn't that nice? What's your daughter's name, Curtis?
Beg your pardon?
What's your daughter's name?
Krista.
Krista. And Krista is here, right?
Krista came just for this occasion.
Krista, boy, you look so good on this bed. $1,410 bed. Of course, it would cost Daddy $16.
Oh, that's quite a lot of money.
It would cut that lead. That would cut your lead to $14.
Come on.
Curtis. Jim, are you going to do this to me?
Curtis, Krista would look good in that bed.
A lovely child, definitely deserving of something of that
quality. That's right. Don't think about the $50,000. Forget that.
Huh. Out of your mind.
Remember that if you buy that bed, you will have a $14 lead.
Insurmountable.
All you have to do is win. Someone said it's still a lot. And I'll throw in with it 2, 3, 4.
Oh, come on, Curtis. Keep going, Jim.
I'll throw in $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
But your lead would be less than 3 questions.
Go.
Going once. Going twice.
Win.
No sale. Not even with two. Do you agree with him, the audience?
No. You know how I love to buy, Jim. But...
I know. Not this time. Would you have bought if you were in his shoes out there with all of this
sure
money?
I would've.
Well, it's his decision. We'll be back to see if he made the right one right after this. Brett is closing in on $50,000, was not buying. He's got a $30 lead over Skip and a $40 lead over Elaine, and all he's got to do is win for an additional $50,000. Medieval writers called him the Scourge of God. Curtis.
Shakespeare.
No. The Scourge of God, Shakespeare?
Well.
Because of the havoc caused by his armies. Named this King of the Huns, Attila. Oh, Attila the Hun.
Really,
and the 25... What, Curtis?
I really should have waited for that one.
You lose five. $25 lead, however. One of the most famous landmarks in this northwestern city is the Space Needle. Curtis.
Seattle.
This time he waited and he's right. Seattle it is, and another five. In what movie musical did Audrey Hepburn claim, Curtis?
A Nun Story.
No. movie musical. Sister Mary could have danced all night. No, that's My Fair Lady.
Oh, of
I
course.
Could have danced all night. No, you lose five on that one, Curtis, down to 45. Oh, my friends, the nuns are going to laugh at that one. Time now for the Fame Game. Third and final crack of that Fame Game. $25 money card up there. And Curtis, you've got a $25 lead over Skip. Big one. Famous place. I am a landlocked European country surrounded by Italy, Yugoslavia, Romania, Russia, Poland, Skip.
Switzerland.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for control of the board. You stay at 20. We'll clear it. Continue for Elaine and Curtis. Let me give you those again. Surrounded by Italy, Yugoslavia, Romania, Russia, Poland, and East and West Germany. I was ruled by the Magyars for about a thousand... Curtis.
Austria.
Incorrect. And Elaine, a big break for you. The rest of the question, all for yourself. Please don't shout out any answers as it becomes more clear. I was ruled by the Magyars for about 1,000 years before I became Bohemia. Thomas Masaryk was elected my first president. In 1918, my Sudeten territory was given to Germany, according to the terms of the 1938 Munich Pact. In 1948, I became a communist state. My capital is Prague. I am...
I can't.
What?
The Netherlands.
No.
I can't.
No one gets a crack at that.
Czechoslovakia.
Prague, Czechoslovakia.
I knew it, but I just couldn't think of it.
Elaine could not take advantage of it. Curtis breathes a sigh of relief. And now we finish up the game with a speed round, and if Curtis wins, he's $50,000 richer. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Everyone back in. Curtis at 45, Skip at 20, Elaine at 10. Good luck. We start the speed round now. On what kind of vehicle would you find a helmsman? Elaine.
Time.
In what country do some residents speak with a Cockney accent? Curtis.
England.
Right. Name the American patriot who invented bifocals. Curtis.
Ben Franklin.
Right. What baseball stadium is nicknamed the house that Ruth built? Curtis.
Yankee Stadium.
Right. Which recent U.S. president's memoirs are called Keeping Faith? Curtis.
Jimmy Carter.
Right. What is the capital of Indiana? Curtis.
Springfield.
Wrong. In what month do we celebrate Columbus Day? Curtis.
October.
Right. Name the Korean who was founder of the unification. Curtis.
Sung Myung Moon.
Right. On what continent would you find the Andes Mountains? Curtis.
South America.
Right. Who is the country music star nicknamed the Man in Black? Curtis.
Johnny Cash.
Right. What would you carry in a quiver? Curtis.
Arrows.
Right. What did newspaper columnist Craig Claiborne write? Curtis.
I don't know.
Time. Name the European nation which has its capital at Bern. Curtis.
Switzerland.
Right. The young of what beautiful bird is called a cygnet? Curtis.
A nightingale.
Wrong. What is Robert F. Kennedy's middle name? Curtis. Time is up. And $50,000 in cash for Curtis. Congratulations. Skip, thank you for joining us. Elaine, thank you. Curtis has got it all. He's cleared the board. He's got $50,000. We'll be back with this great champion and give you his total right after this commercial timeout. Congratulations. Curtis won. I've got our champion Curtis Warren and the whole family with his wife Sharon and his daughter and brother Brian and brother and sister-in-law Renee, right? Nice to have all of you here with us. I know you're all happy for Curtis. We are happy for him because he's got everything off that winner's board. He's got a beautiful car, several lovely trips, including a great trip to Jamaica, one to Canada, another one to San Francisco. You got the $3,000 off the board, the $10,000, just added the $50. Your cash total is $69,600 and a grand total in cash and prizes, $136,000. $38 for Curtis Warren, a great champion.
have started all over again on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Way to go.
Prices the manufacturer suggest at retail value and are correct at the time of recording.